Guadalupe Squares. Ringtones and videos of Creepy E getting the knocked out of him. Holmberg's Morning Sickness. Online at 98kupd.com.
And complete with Brady's entire family, outside of his parents. Ronnie and Curbiderbs are here. They came down to help out, and they're here hanging out in the studio listening to horrible language and occasionally us remembering Curbiderbs just a child.
It's hard to remember that, you know.
But your child is on another planet, Brady.
She sure is.
I can pretty much say anything I want with her in the room because she just stares at that phone like there's money in it.
Keep on staring.
Why, she didn't even hear me talking about someone's ass just a second ago and all the bodily fluids I'm capable of.
She probably heard it. Look at, she closes her eyes.
Well. I'll leave it there.
And scene. And scene.
You can open your eyes again, doll. I missed. And thank you. It's the gold
top,
room.
Top that.
She shouldn't be here.
That's a little different with Bunny and Torp. It's not a big deal.
Hey, Kirby, you know what's real fun? About, 9:16 in the morning? Hopping around, running around that parking lot for a few minutes. But I guess that's not going to happen. Are you ready, Brady?
Ready.
All right, it's time for you to solve all the world's problems. What would Brady do? Brought to you by our friends at M&P Jewels over there, 12th Street and Indian School, right there in Mo Money Pawn. You want some jewelry? Well, you can get it there. Or you can get rid of some stuff. They'll take it off your hands. It works out beautifully. It's a give and take right there. And they've got everything. Antiques, brand new stuff, lightly, gently used wedding equipment. Right there at M&P Jewels. And you can get it. With the holidays coming up, no better place to go there and get that special something, something.
Could we actually purchase some of Toledo's old rings there?
At least one.
They're available?
It's still there? Probably.
Probably. Yeah, probably.
Probably. It's like, ugh. All right. You dumped off the one there?
Well,
you
she
got
did.
The ring back.
She
oh,
did.
She did. So
well,
did,
come on now.
Well, yeah. But did you get the ring back?
What ring?
Like you, the
From
wedding
her?
Ring. Yeah.
No.
She took it and sold it
oh, yeah.
to your friend's place.
Sure.
Wow.
That's awesome. There was a few debts that needed to be paid, John.
Well, that's true. Probably sold a lot of jewelry down there.
So go in there and request a Toledo special. I'll get you set up.
Hang on. I got to find a couple of these in the order. Oh, by the way, email came in from loyal listener, Mike Rimrocks. Says, big thanks to all the vets who have put their lives on the line to protect our way of life. My dad was a World War II and Korean War Navy vet. I know he'd be proud of what's going on here. America's sweetheart and the entire crew at KUPD, thank you for what you've done. Yeah, thanks to everybody who helped out. Veterans Day was gangbusters good this morning. So nice job, everyone.
I feel so shamed, though, by people if you bring up a veteran that's passed away.
What do you mean?
It's not... That's Memorial Day.
It is Memorial Day.
You know,
there should be some
back off a little bit on the whole.
No,
I understand the difference.
There is.
I know the difference.
Yeah. You celebrate the people who have passed and celebrate the people who have served.
I know, but if you just bring it up, then somebody
Don't
inevitably
bring it up.
Has
That's
to.
All I'm saying, man.
Oh, well, you just did.
No, I'm telling you the
that
difference.
That veteran was, he's not with us anymore.
No, he brought up that he was a veteran. I don't know that he's still alive or dead.
No, he mentioned that.
Did you just kill him?
I don't know.
He killed I'm pretty sure he's
Rimbrex,
dead.
I'm sorry about your dad, Mike. I didn't know.
Man.
You're assuming that
just don't,
World War II in Korea.
The shaming is just stupid.
Yeah, it's not necessarily shaming, but there is a difference. You shame yourself when you're like, hey, man, for all those who passed. It's like, no, that's a different day.
Well, I know if you post it like that.
It's like it would be the same thing. Wouldn't you think someone deserves shaming if, like, at Thanksgiving I give you a package wrapped in candy cane paper? Here you go, buddy. What's this for? Thanksgiving present. Well, it's wrapped in Christmas paper. You don't understand the difference. Well, they're very close together.
Yeah, I guess if you do not understand the difference at all,
right,
then
right.
Yeah, okay.
And clearly you don't. All right, here we go.
Shut up.
Dear Brady, oh my goodness. Dear, what?
The letter to the troops.
Oh, Brady's written to troops. Dear Wolo, you are totes the best. Stay fresh. I'm 54. I'm a boy, Brady. And then he drew a man with a missile. This is Brady's letter to the troops.
No and, flag or nothing, Brady?
And it's on the other side of a...
I didn't have time.
A news story about the death of the Marlboro man.
Well, that's good. Send him a news story from home.
Kirby, good article.
You write a letter to... Come here, Kirby. Come on over. Come on. Get up. Get over here. Come on.
There we go.
Come on, Kirby. Somebody wheel her over. Come on. Wheel her over here. Let's go. Don't have all day here. Come on, youth.
Right there. Okay.
Grab that microphone. Now's your chance. It's time to air your grievances with Daddy. Come on, Kirby Derbs. What?
Oh, she ran away.
Kirby? You got too much
really
to talk
shy.
About. Really shy.
Man.
It's just us in here.
Come on, Kirby.
Yeah.
Pop on. Come here. Come on.
Come on over here next
to me. Nope, you just unzipped it. It is a, come on. Never, come on. Nothing.
It's not happening, John.
She cusses like a sailor.
There's
so
no,
she's not worried about that.
She has no grievances, no problems with
Dad. You don't want to tell Dad something? You have one chance to scream anything out to the city of Phoenix and the rest of America about your dad, and you don't want to say it? What's one thing your dad does that bothers you? What's one thing that Daddy does that you wish he didn't?
It's your safe spot.
Lives with us.
No, besides that.
Besides.
What is one thing that your mommy says not to tell Daddy?
Ooh.
Yeah, one thing. Yeah, Ronnie says one thing. Anything? Yeah. What is the name of other daddy?
Oh, God.
Nothing. Come on, Brady.
There's no other daddy, John.
Of course there is no other daddy.
Best
hey, guys,
dad in the world.
Brady doesn't know about other daddy. All right. She won't talk.
Well, she definitely doesn't have much of your, many
she
of your
doesn't
traits.
Have the Brady you know? Trait.
Yeah, the Brady.
Except for she was saving ice cream earlier. That was a little
strange.
A little handsy about the ice cream.
Timing to pack the packages up.
Yeah, timing is definitely, you share that. That was pretty amazing.
Okay,
they showed
true.
Up right as it was closing up. Dear Brady, I'll read that later. My wife is delusional when it comes to family trips. I have no problem with them in small doses, but she keeps talking about doing family vacations, and then she totally forgets how awful they are. We went on a 10-person family trip to Disneyland 2 years ago. Every stupid thing we had to do as a group, and it took forever. One kid gets hungry, so we all have to stop so they can eat. Someone else gets tired, we have to sit around for 2 hours. We started every day pissed off at the group, and things only got worse after we continued, and then got better after we ditched them. Last week, we couldn't even trick or treat as a family without everything turning into a huge mess. Now, my wife just started to talk about doing another big family vacation. Brady, as someone who likes people way too much, what is the appeal of involving your entire family in everything, and how do you talk someone out of this? What would Brady do, Joe?
You definitely have to do the big family thing in doses, like maybe once or twice a year max. But if you're doing that, one of the best things I could tell you is don't try to do every activity all together. You got to be able to accept that saying, hey, if three or four people want to break out or they don't want to do this activity, that's fine. Because you always, I know the one person that wants the family to be all together, it bums them out. But they have
the
to
problem.
Realize that you can do yeah. your own
What's
deal.
The issue with just saying, our family vacations stink, we're out?
And it can
brutal
get
honesty.
To a point
yeah.
on that.
Honesty's
because
more important.
Because you
want
to,
yeah.
like if you don't see people for a long time, it's like, yeah. this is a chance for us to get together.
Yeah.
Right.
Because my old man, he was with me at Universal Studios, and he was an old curmudgeon.
Yeah.
I didn't realize he hated rides and lines and everything. I'm like, you don't have to ride with us. But he felt like guilt or something because
I'll do it.
We were down in Florida.
I'll
then
do it.
He was miserable. I'm like, well, that's no fun if you're going to be miserable the whole time. Get out of here.
Yeah.
So don't do it.
We need you griping all the time.
Yeah, Brady's right, though. Go separately, I guess, yeah. when you get to the park. Meet up for food.
Yeah.
Because
yeah, there'll
easy.
Be plenty
that's
of time
the way you do it.
Getting
you
get together.
10 people together, and you meet at the front gate. Everybody goes in at the same time. You maybe have a churro and a drink, and they go, all right, we're going to split off and do this. We'll meet back here at 1:30.
Exactly.
And then everybody goes and does their thing. If you run into each other, if you hang out, you pick and choose the ones you like because there's always
it's
a couple of
the best
you
thing
don't.
To do. Yeah.
So have a meeting spot, and we got to meet back with the idiots at 1:30 for lunch.
And you see those families at the park that are trying to all go together. They got their shirts on,
misery.
Their family vacation shirts.
Misery.
And they're yelling at each other, yelling at the kids.
Whatever the group is, it's really tough. I mean, even when when I was doing those motorcycle trips, it was 12 guys. First year, we tried to stay together in all those little towns that you're going through. Someone misses a light. All of a sudden, you got to wait. It's constantly waiting for someone to catch up or...
Ugh.
And so we
awful.
Figured out you just got to go in groups of three and four.
Yeah.
And you can stay together on that or ride with another guy.
Just less people. That's the key to a successful vacation. The fewest amount of people you can take. Whittle it down from 10 to like 5 max.
Well, again, a lot of it is solved when you go to the park and say, you know, we'll meet here and here throughout the day.
You have to treat
meet up for lunch. Let's meet up for dinner later on.
Yeah, because I thought it was only just me, my wife, and my daughter, and then my dad and his wife. I thought that was a small enough group.
Yeah, but you're still going to click up.
Apparently not.
Anything over the number four, and you have to click. Like, all right, I don't like him. You don't like him. We're going to go over there and do our thing.
Well, I liked my father.
I know, but you don't like him that day. It doesn't mean you hate him forever. It's just like, I don't want to be here with you. I don't like
you.
You
don't be pulled down.
Like, you're the worst.
You don't want someone being a wet
Exactly,
blanket.
Exactly. Yeah.
Like,
I didn't
you
realize.
Did, like the time at the beach in Miami. We had to shake Brady.
I would have been better off. And that's why I went
we
off.
We had no idea about your hate.
South Miami.
Yeah, and then you started it in Hollywood. Oh, it broke everything.
I saw that wobbling.
Whoa. Way to jump up Toledo and help.
Jim is gone.
Exactly. Because what the hell am I going to do?
I don't know.
Microphone's broken.
He's already made it clear
Toledo's
that I shouldn't
fault.
Fiddle fart with anything, and I haven't touched
true.
That thing.
That is true.
So now you just
can you help me find the screw?
Right here.
Oh.
Right here by the phone.
Close to you.
By the phone.
I'll just put this back together. You guys talk amongst yourselves.
Okay. Oh, my. I don't know if that's going to screw in there or not. You might have.
All right, then.
You could just switch to this mic.
You might have.
That's all right. We might as well just. Hey, look, we get what we pay for.
Oh, man, you're going to be in trouble.
Just let it be silent.
See, I love how Toledo's like, you see, he bitching me about fiddle farting and stuff,
right.
So I'm not helping
He's
anymore.
He's got a point. Not me.
No. I'm out.
Everybody bitched
out.
Away.
All right, genius, I didn't see you jump over the counter either.
True. You're the producer.
It doesn't make
produce
sense.
Produce a freaking
this is
microphone.
Engineering.
Producer.
This is engineering.
That's factory finish right
and
there.
And Jeremy's jumping over.
And I am a
I'm
handyman.
The from
Jeremy's
him.
Got his head up his ass already, so.
I fixed it. Settle down, yeah. Ladies.
Good job.
Christ, on a crutch. Kirby, I'm sorry you had to see that. She didn't see it. She was staring at her phone the whole time. Brady, you got to take that phone away from her. She's a zombie. We've lost her.
I want her in that phone right now.
She needs
I'm
to
okay,
be in that phone.
Yes. Stay on
you
it.
Think so?
Yeah. Well, who knows what questions you have next?
That's a great question. Dear Brady, my wife and I are separated but not divorced. We've both decided that divorce is the thing we both want. During our time apart, I've started seeing someone from my past. We both want to commit to our new relationship, but she won't do it until I'm divorced. But my ex, soon to be, won't file and sign until February. What should I do to speed this along without any undue stress?
Oof. What's a couple of months?
Yeah.
Hang in there. Wait until February.
She's doing you a favor.
Yeah.
You don't have a relationship through the holidays and another relationship. That's like no presents, man.
And if it's going to last, if you're saying, oh, if it doesn't happen in these 3 months, it's done?
I guess. The undue stress you're creating is trying to force something to go faster than it's actually going. Cool it, man.
Yeah, just be patient.
Just bone her through the holidays and let her know, hey, you know, we got to wait till February till all this clears out.
I won't do it.
All right. Dear Brady, I smoke loads of weed. My kid is 16. I'm not sure if she's into it. Should I introduce her to it? It's a great thing. Why not, Jeff?
Maybe a little young.
What about you, Jeremy? You're a weed head. You're going to tell your kid about it? You're going to smoke with him? I'm always blown away at that, people that smoke with their kid.
Well, he kind of needs it, right? He's autistic. They love that stuff.
Jeremy? I didn't know that.
No.
I knew something wasn't right.
I don't think the weed helps the autism.
Sure it does.
Why wouldn't it?
It doesn't make you more social.
It doesn't?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, but it'll quiet you down if you're one of those yelling kids. Yeah.
Is he a yelling kid? That's not autism. Autism is
It is.
Autism is social.
It can be Asperger's. It can be Asperger's.
No.
It can be all sorts of
no,
different
things. No, the outburst is not autism. Yeah.
It can be, but it depends on where you have them. Because they'll go nuts if you, like...
Well, if you touch them, that's an outburst. Somewhere. But that's because they don't want to be touched or social.
I forgot he's a doctor, too.
Yeah,
I apologize.
Yeah, he's an engineer. He's a doctor.
You're the doctor, producer.
Just found out your knowledge, too.
Jesus Christ.
I don't know. If anybody in the room is autistic.
I just mentioned yelling kids. That's all I mentioned.
He's got it.
Yeah.
I would say there is a chance that your kid already knows, too, at 16.
Oh, he knows, but does he know dad?
To me, it would be kind of weird that I'm not ready to do that with my kid yet. I don't think.
But isn't it sort of like drinking beer with your dad now?
Right. And it's I know there's some parents that do that with their kids at that age. I'm still holding off.
Huh? It's the same as drinking beer. We eat nothing. It's actually, it's actually easier.
Yeah. Why isn't it?
Beer's a whole lot more dirty.
Beer's just like, more social.
Yeah, beer is a nightmare, like the way you behave and stuff. Yeah. Weed's actually
You've got her trained
good,
Brady.
Look at
this.
You
edibles.
Do ever train
You got edibles. gummies.
Well, yeah, but I mean, that takes a couple hours. I'm talking about, like, hit the pipe with the boy.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not doing it yet.
You just end up getting a little buzz sitting on the couch laughing and stuff. You get drunk, and the next thing you know, kid's head's through a window.
Yeah, both of them I'm not doing early on.
Did your dad not have a pop with you at 15, 16?
He wasn't a drinker.
I know, but he didn't still, like, here you go, boy.
Your
here's,
mom.
Here's
no,
an Olympia.
My mom made up for it.
Yeah.
Did she drink with you? Did she
no.
ever say, have a
nope.
pop with me?
Nope.
No kidding. You ever had an uncle crack a beer, like, in one of those big family outings?
Yeah, I mean, there was times I tried one when I was younger.
It, with the family, though.
I mean, the love of
yeah,
the beer
with
yeah,
the,
yeah.
The whole family
somewhere.
Around.
Yeah.
Yeah, my dad, it wasn't weed, but, you know, did the whole learning lesson on the cigar.
Right.
You want one? You know, it's New Year's.
You got to smoke the whole thing.
Go ahead.
Puff, puff, boy.
It was a green New
Smoking
Year's.
Smoking weed has a weird stigma to it, but it, I think it's kind of the, it's almost the same as having a pop with that.
I agree with you on that. It's not that much of a difference.
I want to know Ronnie's thought. Why?
Yeah, why does she hate weed so much?
Why don't you get up and
what
do
happened?
Something? Yes, ladies and gentlemen, it's Ronnie Bogan for now.
The Lady Bogan.
Depends on this answer.
I think sitting with your parents, having a drink, is better than sitting with your parents smoking.
No. And that's why I said why.
Because yeah. it...
Socially more, acceptable.
Yes.
Well, it's just a
but
social stigma,
saying.
But that's changing. That's why I'm
right.
saying that's different now. That's
we're saying there's no difference.
Because you're all old and stuff. You're just bringing in old
What's
lady.
What's the
thought.
Difference to you?
Right.
Well, yeah, what is the difference?
It, one is more socially accepted.
But take the social acceptance out of it. The right. act itself,
yeah.
there's
What's
really
the
difference? No
difference. I think there is.
What? You're not giving
this
an
is such a This is why women are never on this show.
Why? Why do you think
That's
it
not
is?
The answer to why.
I just
You're just going to stand by your silly... Because you've done both. Well, she knows. She's not listening.
But in, I think, a little bit in your mind, if the kid's talking
right.
amongst other families, saying, I'd do this with my parents.
So you'd...
It's a little bit
You're worried about getting ratted out.
I think that's the way you're yeah. thinking, the way you're thinking.
But you think it's okay if they're like, yeah, my mom and I had a couple pops the other day.
That's why you tell
easier
them.
Than
it's why you tell them, like, don't go blabbing.
Yeah, you don't tell right. anybody.
Don't go blabbing about yeah. this. Now, when you did a lot of cocaine, Ronnie. Sorry, Kirby, your mom used to be a horrible addict. Anyway, she's done. What is she playing?
She's watching TikTok, and she's talking to her friends. They're all asking her, what is your dad doing today?
Yeah, that's my crazy.
Dad's my dad's talking about me on the air.
How horrible it is if that's true what Jeremy yeah. says. What is your dad doing? My daddy's dead. No, he's not, Kirby. Why do you say that? Dreaming. So you just think it's different because woman logic, you say so.
Sociably more accepted than.
But think about the act. You got drunk or you got high. You're in an altered state with your parents.
They used to call getting drunk getting high.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. It's illegal both ways.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
That's why I'm saying either way, I'm not yet. Not with my.
So basically, you're just a fuddy-duddy. Sorry about that, Kirby. Yeah. Teen years are going to stink around mom.
You have
mom.
To wait to get high.
Yeah. You got to wait like all of us do or do it privately in closets.
Legal.
I went to a buddy's house and his mom, we. Did both with
smoking
his mom.
Weed with mom.
Yeah,
we used to drink with my buddy Joe's parents because we're like, I'd rather see you guys drinking here than have you running around.
That's
doing
always
that.
What they would say.
Yeah, we'll get you home, and they were great. I loved them, the Bruges, still do.
And now it's changed a little bit.
Yeah, yeah. Don and I were doing cocaine the other day. It's yeah. much better now. Dear Brady, I just took a girl out from Bumble, and I like her a lot. She's amazing. So we're on our second date, and she breaks this news to me that she grew her V card back.
What?
Yeah, she grew her hymen back. Weird. I tried to dig deeper, but I'm not like John, so I didn't feel comfortable with it. I just let it go. What do I do now, Paul?
I don't know, but you mentioned...
You're out.
You think?
Well, if she's basically saying there's going to be no action. Aren't you on Bumble for...
Well, no, I mean, you're going on
Bumble's
dates and stuff.
Don't bore us. Let's get to the chorus.
There's a little of that, but I mean...
as soon as you mentioned Bumble, Randall perked up and said, Bumble?
Hey, hey!
Bunghole. It's bunghole.com. That's what Martin Randall likes. He thought we said that. But yeah, on Bumble, you can still date and stuff. But yeah. if you'd leave if a girl said, I grew my V card
back. Well, I'm
back.
Saying that's, I guess I'm answering for that guy. But I wouldn't.
I don't
maybe.
Know if Bumble
I'd,
is the I'd
want to know
site.
More about it.
Of course.
I mean, there's
you
enough
have
to.
Why'd you grow to, it back? That's yeah. 7 years.
Yeah, she said, you know.
Is that a medical fact?
Yeah. It's like 6.5, 7 years you can actually grow back your virginity. I learned that from Toni Braxton on Oprah.
Wow.
Yeah.
And so her previous track record, you didn't find out the reason why I did this. Because
even Oprah kind of froze. Oprah was like, really?
Huh?
Yeah, Grubeck Myhiman's like, you can do that?
She's like, no way with Stedman.
And then Oprah just closed her eyes and went, she tried to push one out. Oh, it takes time, Oprah. You can't just wish
it. You got to fertilize it.
Yeah, you got to tend it like a garden. So you wouldn't do it if a girl said that. That's a little bit of a red flag crazy. Something horrible happened to her 7 years ago. Yeah, don't sit quietly. Ask questions. What else we got on here?
You'll find out the crazy in due time.
This one says
there'll be more than one.
Oh, there'll be a whole lot of crazy coming at you. Like when you say, why is it different? And they're like, I don't know, just is. And then you're supposed to accept that nonsense as some sort of conversation.
Every time you guys argue, is that how she responds to something?
I disagree, Brady.
Tell me why. Just is. You always do that.
Rodney's very black and white.
That was really good. Nice job.
Yeah.
Nothing. Now she's lost in the phone.
You don't even have to explain yourself.
Yeah.
They're always on the phone.
I know.
It's just the way it is.
Dear Brady, my brother and I have been close all our lives and work for the same demolition company. He's pretty much loaded. Him and his wife own a trucking company. He's a heavy drinker, however, and lately it's getting way out of control. Her side of the family, they're pushing me very hard to do something about it because I'm his brother, and he's clearly throwing his life away. He doesn't seem to take this seriously. I took him on Memorial Day, and we drove around for a couple hours just talking. I really don't know that there's anything I can do short of possibly turning him in to some weird rehab place, but I don't feel like that's the right kind of thing for me to do. I don't know what to do. What would you do if this was your brother?
I'm talking to my brother, and I'm telling him how
he's tried
I'm
that.
worried about you.
Now what?
There might be. Then, you know, I got to talk to the experts on that. I think he's referring to, like, intervention of some sort. But the bottom line is that person doesn't see they have a problem.
Yeah, they have problem. To do it.
They have to fix
You're
it.
You're not going to be able to
You can try. Him. You kind of go through a series of emotions with it because you're trying different things. And eventually you just have to say, to hell with it.
Yeah.
This is it. This is my last time I'll talk to you about it. And if you're not going to help yourself, nothing. Because I remember dropping my aunt off at rehab, and then she left a couple days later. And what am I supposed to do then?
Right.
Like, all right, I'm done.
How does that go on you're on the way there? Is it tense, or is it she knows that she's – was she willing?
Yeah, I mean, she was – you know, it's like that she knows she has a problem, and she's like, yeah, I need to do this, but, you know. I just – you have a feeling like they're not going to stay. You just do. They agree that they need to go, drop them off, and then – all right, they're out already.
That's the toughest thing on the addiction part. All of a sudden, a couple of days into it, you're like,
they can't keep them there. They're allowed to leave.
Yeah. Yep.
So if she left and I stopped worrying about it, because at some point, it's just like you got to wash your hands of it.
That's exactly it. Let them figure it out. Tell them all you can.
And you need to say that, you know, if that's the case, if something happens because this gets so out of hand, you know, there's a lot of things in play here. Family, company,
a whole
lot of jobs.
And to be, selfish, I can always say to myself, well, I tried. So
yeah,
you can always say that.
Yeah.
Get it off your chest and go, from there.
Yeah. So if something happens to that person.
Keep pushing. But the more you push, the more they tend to kind of pull away. So that's a toughie. Well, good luck. Yikes. Nightmare. There you go. That, my friends, is what Brady did. Brought to you by M&P Jewelry, where all of Toledo's old jewels live. And you can buy those there. You can drop off some of the stuff you've got. MP Jewelry, 12th Street.
Check
in Indian
out the
School.
Toledo collection today.
It's a big case. It's a big case.
Yeah.
There you go. That's what Brady did. It's 98.
The best the world has to offer in music, drama, and comedy.